The Culture of Cruelty. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Since Robin Williams died, amateur shrinks have been busy diagnosing a person they never met. Some of the comments have been quite cruel, posted by people who think tough talk is a deterrent to suicide, as if bullying the dead is some kind of public service. Robin Williams wasn't a monster. He had a weakness. And the dark corners of the web dine on weakness and draw energy from cruelty so that sometimes, and I admit it, sometimes I find myself rooting for the Russian hackers to just take it all down. British comedian and author Stephen Fry has spoken on this subject. He's probably Britain's most famous TV personality, and he suffers depression, even tried to do the deed as recently as 2 years ago, as he admitted on a British podcast.
Now, you may say, how can anybody who's got it all be so stupid as to want to end it all? It's not the right question. There's no reason. If there were a reason for it, you could reason someone out of it.
His friends and family couldn't help him because he didn't tell them.
Think of your very best friend. And suppose you suddenly noticed you had a massive and really disturbing genital wart. Would you show it to your very best friend? No.
And in a CBC broadcast, he advised those who would judge to look in a mirror.
We may all walk big, and those guys who walk along look really cocky. They're deeply scared. We're all equally uncertain.
In a culture of cruelty, it's easy to be hard. Here's to those who have enough courage to be kind. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.